you're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Traveling to work requires time and money, but workers who punch the clock at home might actually miss that commute that separates work time from home life. There's that bit of me time in between that is lost. We get tips to recreate that transition in and out of work time. Angela Haupt is managing editor of health at U.S. News. She also was a contributing writer for The Washington Post. She wrote an article called Why a Fake Commute Could Pave the Way to Work-from-Home Balance. She talked with WPR host Keely Baltina in March.
One of the reasons people say they want to work from home is that they save so much time not on a commute. Why are people actually longing for that?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? I remember I even was really thrilled to lose my commute. What a time suck it was and how much lost time there was. But now, a year in for many of us, we realize that that commute time actually served a really valuable purpose. It was buffer time. You know, it was a chance for us to decompress, you know, to shake off all the stress from the day when we were headed home, or, you know, in the morning when we were heading into work, to kind of transition from our home role into our work role. So what we're seeing now is that all of our roles, you know, home, work, it's all just blurring together. And we no longer have that built-in space every day to kind of, again, shake the day off and just decompress from all of that stress.
And on average, the amount of time that at-home workers are spending on work has changed. Are people working longer now?
They certainly are. So what's interesting is that back before the pandemic, the average commute time was 38 minutes each way. So now, for starters, we've lost that commute time. So we no longer have that time to ourselves built into every day. And we've taken on more work. So researchers are saying that we are mostly working about 48 extra minutes every day, so almost an hour. And that includes more meetings every day and more communication that spills into the off hours. So, you know, those emails and Slack messages that are coming through at 8, 9, 10 p.m. that, you know, we should be responding to. And yet so many of us do find ourselves responding to in our off hours.
Yeah. So if we're working more, it makes sense then that people are looking for a brighter line to draw between work and home life. Some people you talk to about creating a fake commute, they really do get in their car or hop on a bike, leave home and then come back. How does that help?
So basically, a fake commute, as those who advocate for it are calling it, is really any ritual that helps you, you know, create a buffer in your day. So some people will hop into their car and they'll drive out for coffee. Or else, if they don't really have anywhere to go, they just kind of drive around the block and they put on some music or they put on a podcast. You know, other people are going out for bike rides or they're doing yoga or stretching in the backyard. And what it is it's just this, you know, this separation between the different roles we play. So in the morning, it's a separation period from being a mom or, you know, being a person at home. And it kind of helps us get set up and have that, you know, that buffer time, that space to think about, okay, here I am, I'm getting ready to transition into being a supervisor, you know, being a person clicking away on a computer all day. And then at the end of the day, if you can repeat this activity, then, you know, whatever ritual it is that you've decided makes sense for you, you know, again, that gives you the chance to decompress, you know, to really start thinking about, you know, what's coming up in your next role. For example, one of the researchers I spoke to called this role clarifying prospection. So you finish the workday, you go on your fake commute, you can kind of think about, okay, here's what I want to watch on TV this evening, or here's what I might make for dinner this evening. But you can really start thinking in your head about what's coming up for you at home and really transitioning into that role. So then when you do transition back into, you know, being a person at home, you can really be present and not just be stressing or dwelling about everything that happened during the workday.
And you're saying, even now, you don't necessarily have to leave your house. You could do yoga in the backyard, you mentioned, or there are others you talk to who just tidy up or intentionally step away from devices, right?
Yes, absolutely. So one woman I spoke to actually said, you know, she realized she really missed listening to her podcast because she used to listen to them on her drive into work, her drive out. And all of a sudden she felt like, you know, she didn't really know what was going on anymore. And she missed that time that she just really enjoyed. So what she started is that every morning now she wakes up and she has this little playlist of podcasts and she starts listening all through, you know, the time she spends getting set up for the day. And she actually spends about 90 minutes listening at the beginning of her day before she logs on to work. I spoke to some other people who just, you know, they go out into their backyard. Some of them bring their kids along. And, you know, one woman pointed out, kids are missing out on commute time too. You know, whether that was riding the school bus into school or that time where mom or dad was driving them in and they could kind of chat before getting dropped off. So it really can be, you know, you don't have to leave your home. It could be as simple as going into your backyard and stretching, you know, listening to some music, just going for a walk around the block. It's really any ritual that you feel like you can stick to, because one of the keys is that you should do it as many days of the work week as possible. And ideally, it lasts at least 5 to 10 minutes.
Angela Haupt is a writer and editor. She recently wrote about creating a fake commute so people who work from home can separate work time and personal time. You're listening to this conversation on the Ideas Network. Angela, talk more about the importance of consistency in that sort of commuting before and after working from home.
You know, it takes some work to make this work for you. And what I've heard from some people is that they get really serious about scheduling it into their day. And so they'll go online to, you know, their Outlook calendar, their Google calendar, and they'll actually block out that, you know, just 30 minutes, 20 minutes at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And that way, nobody can send them meeting invites for that time. You know, their calendar shows that they're unavailable. But really, sometimes that's what it takes is, you know, scheduling it into your day to make sure that you're actually going to give yourself that time. And then I also spoke to some experts who mentioned it's really important to do what you can to, you know, silence your Slack notifications or uninstall your work email from your phone after hours. I mean, some of these things may seem like, maybe it seems a little dramatic, but we really are. We've become, you know, workers who are online all the time. And so it's up to us to kind of reclaim our time and to take those actions that can help, you know, prevent us from being so, you know, on all the time.
So there's the scheduling aspect of it. And then how can we communicate that to colleagues so it's effective, but also so someone's coworkers take it seriously?
Yes. You know what? It comes down to just being really frank about what you're doing and to take no shame in saying, hey, I have this time carved out to clear my head. You know, I have me time at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And what I have found and what the folks I talked to found is that, you know, just be as transparent as possible. And often you'll find your coworkers will respect that because probably even if it's not something that they've already implemented into their own work days, they can recognize and appreciate that need, you know. And I spoke to a really busy doctor out in California, and he actually did that with his coworkers. He was frank about carving out that time for himself, and they decided to join him. So now he meets some of them outside for a socially distant bike ride on a trail. And then he said, you know, then they all go back home to their separate computers, you know, which are miles apart, and they meet each other online for a, you know, their first thing in the morning virtual meeting. I thought that was a really interesting point that you might even, depending on your circumstances and where you live, you might even be able to include your coworkers or at least encourage them to try the same thing themselves.
Some people are used to driving or biking by themselves. Other people used to hop on a bus. Do you have to create the same commute for it to be effective these days?
No, absolutely not. Things have changed for all of us. That includes the commute. So it doesn't need to be the same as what you used to do. I think this is a great time to try something new and, you know, see what works for you. The most important thing is just as long as it's time in which you can clear your head, you know, shake off the day and give yourself that space, that transition time, that's going to be great. And so the exact thing that you do, that's completely up to whatever you think you'll enjoy and stick to the most.
Angela, do you have a fake commute?
You know, I do. I have two dogs. And so what I realize is that I can take them both for a walk at the beginning of the day and then at the end of the day. And they absolutely love that. That's great for them. You know, they like the routine and knowing what's coming. They get really excited at the end of the day, start looking at the leashes. And I found it's really, really good for me because I can clear my head and decompress. And then the people around me really seem to appreciate it when it lifts my mood for the rest of the day.
Angela, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was writer and editor Angela Haupt talking with WPR host Keely Baltina. They discussed how some workers can create a sort of commute to improve balance when work happens at home. You can read the piece in the Washington Post. We have a link at wpr.org/mornings. Coming up, we explore the impact of remote work for employees who are on the autism spectrum. That's after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.